the evening, and more storms Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Perry County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after he was found guilty on multiple sex charges. A judge sentenced Tony Simmons to 9 life sentences. Last November, he was convicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, and 4 counts of sexual abuse. Governor Kay Ivey says the state is working to address issues highlighted in the Department of Justice's investigation into Alabama prisons. The DOJ says the prisons fail to protect inmates from violence, sexual abuse, and do not provide safe living conditions. And major work is underway at Klein Park in downtown Montgomery. City leaders announced Wednesday it will be renamed Montgomery Plaza. The park will soon have statues of Rosa Parks and Richard Montgomery. The project should be finished in December. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere tractors and zero-turn mowers come with a free gift card worth up to $300. Nothing runs like a deer when it comes to cutting big yard work down to size. Use your gift card to gear up with attachments, then set out for greener pastures. Today is the day for doing. Buy a select John Deere, get a gift card, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 17th in store online. Gift card amount varies by model.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Some members of Team Mueller believe the Attorney General failed to adequately characterize the findings of their inquiry, that the stuff in the report is worse for this president than as summarized.
Joe Biden taking to Twitter to address the controversy surrounding him.
I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space.
Celebrities accused of scamming their kids' way into college facing a judge.
Some of these parents are going to serve prison time.
Reports indicate the crew of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 did follow Boeing's emergency procedures, but were unable to regain control of the plane.
Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has formally requested the past 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns.
The House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to authorize subpoenas for the full release of the Mueller report without redactions.
A boy missing since he was 6 years old, has he been found alive all these years later?
The hyphen, Webster's dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
72 degrees outside, and the really getting overcast out there. If anybody's over in west part of Montgomery and starts raining, let us know here. 272-9228. Also, first-time callers, let us, Joey the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Remember, they have those great shrimp. $12.99 a pound, pounds five or six. I got four of them for $9.99. It was a meal within itself. They taste like sweet lobster. They're really, really good, so I take advantage of that. They're normally $19.99 a pound. In fact, I saw a friend in Fresh Market yesterday when I was getting them, and he said, what are you getting? I told him about them, and he goes, I'm going to want some of those too. So I'm sure he enjoyed those. And I might have those again with some steak on Saturday with the Auburn game. Also, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in from Sweet Creek Farm Market. They've got tomatoes, and they have strawberries in. So go and see Karen and Reed Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a vital part of the show. Okay, let's see where we were here. Let's pick back up with Senator Langford on the border here.
Bring in Oklahoma Senator James Langford now, Homeland Security Committee member. Sir, good morning to you, and thank you for your time today. You're going to hold a hearing on immigration in a matter of moments. What's this all about today?
Main focus today is to get an update on what the numbers are, how many people we have coming between ports of entry, at the ports of entry, how many people are coming as family units and children, how many people are coming as just single males crossing the border. The numbers have skyrocketed in the last few months, and we've seen an upward trend for now about 6 years, but it's accelerating now, and we've got to be able to get the hard numbers.
It is staggering, too. Ted Cruz from Texas said this, by the way. Closing the border to legal commerce would be devastating to Texas. Of course, we should secure the border, but the answer is not to punish those who are illegally crossing. I don't think you disagree with that. I think the question then comes to this. Has this become an issue that we cannot manage anymore?
No, the Homeland Security Secretary have already said that this is way beyond humanitarian crisis. You go back to 2014 where Barack Obama said we're at a humanitarian crisis. We're more than double those numbers now, and we're well in excess of what can be managed by the Border Patrol folks on the ground. They've had 100 different groups of over 100 come at them, trying to be able to manage that in remote areas between the ports of entries cannot be managed. And we've had months now where we've had 40,000 plus coming across the border, Customs and Border Patrol have already said they have more than 12,000 in just temporary custody. A typical number is 4,000. So what the Democrats have done to be able to press and encourage people to bring children to the border to say, we will let you into the country and you can show up for our future hearing 2 or 3 years from now, but we'll let you in if you bring a child, has sparked the connection of individuals that are coming to the United States illegally and encouraging them to bring a child. More than 2,500 children are showing up that aren't connected to anyone in the group, but the group just knows if I bring a child, then I get in. So it's literally human trafficking, human smuggling with a child to try to get across our border.
And he's on the committee for this thing, and that's this is totally out of hand. If you've seen any of the video of this, and I'll tell you one thing, is that if the networks will ever pick up on the story, it'll turn this whole issue around instantly. But the networks won't do it, and so you have a big chunk of America that does nothing about this stuff. They're hearing about avocados. They're not hearing about 40,000 people coming over in 1 month. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What part of town are you in today?
I was out in Pike Road, you know, where past the Gray Interchange, and I always use the service road because apparently that's the most dangerous stretch of the interstate in Alabama.
Yeah.
You're going to get killed. It's going to be right around the shorter exit. So I just stay off the interstate. It's amazing what the how many Republicans are saying, oh, we can't shut down the border. It's going to stop commerce. What's the deal, man? It either is or it's not. So are these people just trying to fight the president?
No, it will mess up commerce because you have people coming from Mexico into Texas who are buying things in Texas and taking them back to Mexico. So that's what they're, and it's a very self-interest that they've got in it.
I know. So as usual, the Republicans have no interest in the national good, only in their self-interest. So I'm disappointed to hear Ted Cruz and any Republicans say they do anything other than support the president. This is alarming numbers, man. It's just alarming. And the fact that anybody is not alarmed on the top level makes me wonder if these numbers are true or if it is actually a crisis. How are we supposed to, I mean, I believe you and certain news outlets, but it either is a crisis or it's not. What do you think?
I think it is. I think it's definitely a crisis. From the video I've seen, there's no doubt about it.
Okay, then there should be no question about shutting the border and stopping it, except for the commerce lanes, the trucking lanes. I think that's a good compromise. I haven't been to the actual border, so is that something that's even possible?
Sure.
Okay, it would seem a no-brainer to do that. And have they cut the aid off of Guatemala and the other countries that they said they were going to cut the aid off to?
Honduras, yeah.
Have they done that?
Yes. Trump has done that.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know what else the man can do. I hope they can close it up and resolve it. I mean, and what Democrats are out there saying, hey, I was wrong. None. They're still in denial or just don't even want to talk about it, Emma. That's pretty correct, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys. I hope they get something done. I'll be looking forward to see what Trump says down on the border. When's that, today or tomorrow?
I don't think it's going to be until next week. He's going down tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Good. And good news on the China deal. Seems like they're getting real close. I'm sure you'll talk about that at some time. Thank you very much,
gentlemen. I hope they are. The stock market hears rumors and it starts going up, and then nothing happens, and then it'll drip back down.
Right. You know, I worry about something, Dan. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with the problem with the border. I think it is an issue. There has been a clear surge in the number of people trying to come across the border this year in particular. I'm not making that point. I'm more saying that it is the politics of crisis and crisis after crisis after crisis. There's a thing called conflict-induced apathy. And it happens a lot on social media with some people after doing it for years, you know, and fighting with people online. But I think I feel it myself, but I think I've talked to a lot of people who feel this way. When you watch the news, it's crisis after crisis after crisis. Be alarmed, be alert, all these things. That at a certain point, even if you recognize, yeah, it's a problem, do something about it, you're desensitized to the crisis mode. It's like seeing Fox News alert. Avocados might go up in prices. Like, really? Why don't you save your alert for, like, another 9/11 or school shooting, please? Because that's what it was designed for, not the price of avocados going up.
Yeah, the Fox News alert, that is always a Fox News alert, and it's always not a big alert.
And part of me thinks there's a boy who cried wolf effect. That's probably the best way to put it, is I'm a bit desensitized to when politicians of either party say, the greatest crisis ever, we got to deal with this. It's like, yeah, you and the last guy and the guy before that have been saying that. Do something about it and lay out the facts of what's the actual issue. I get why they have to alarm the populace constantly, but it is a bit grating, if not leading to apathy at the end of the day, which is not a good thing for our country. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Just an effect.
Agreed. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let me pick back up with Troy Gowdy. Troy Gowdy's going to be talking about the unredacted document request by Nadler.
House Oversight Committee Chairman and Fox News contributor. Good to have you in New York.
Yes,
Mr. Gowdy, thank you very much for being here. So, you know, your reaction to the missing of this deadline, and Jerry Nadler also has said, the chairman has said that they're asking him to break his constitutional obligation. And before you answer, I want to sneak in that sound. Let's watch that.
We need these materials to fulfill our constitutional obligations, period. Our chief constitutional obligation is to hold the president accountable, especially in an instance where the Department of Justice says it cannot hold the president accountable. Those judgments must be made by Congress, not by a political appointee, the Attorney General.
What do you think about that?
I think he's right in this limited regard. It is Congress's responsibility to investigate malfeasance by the president. So, Nadler, go right ahead. Mueller interviewed 500 witnesses. Jerry, go ahead and start. But the executive branch does not have to produce its work product so Congress can then use it against the executive branch. This subpoena deadline, I'll be surprised if Barr ever produces everything. And they can go to court, but they will lose in court. What you saw today is for a public consumption. It's a communications war. It's not a constitutional war. That's clear. The executive branch does not have to comply with arbitrary deadlines set by a co-equal branch.
Right.
Yeah, he, Troy Gowdy, and you heard Nadler say, you know, our job is to investigate the president. No, your job is not to investigate the president. Your job is to make laws and to have hearings about things that you're making laws on, not to investigate the president.
Well, and it's almost like they're setting up fake drama and battle lines. When, I mean, the bar is, everybody has said release the full report, including the President of the United States, and Barr is working on that. And it seems like that's not good enough. It always has to be a constant fight. And we'll make up new things to be upset about, even though they're doing exactly what we want. Things like fake deadlines. Trey Gowdy's absolutely right. I mean, how long did the Democratic administration slow walk document requests for Republican oversight? I would say, looking back, some of that Republican oversight was purely political. Some of it was warranted. But, I mean, this is the nature of how this game works, I suppose.
Well, someone just texted me a little while ago talking about, they were asking about, will we see the names of the people who were giving it in their part of the report? Will we see those names? Because Weissman is a big target. And I bet we don't, but if we do, it will tell us a lot. Okay, Troy Gowdy is going to comment on the New York Times piece and the dissent among the investigators.
Tonight, one of the big questions has been whether or not the letter that we saw from Attorney General Barr accurately represented the principal conclusions in the Mueller report. And I think that, you know, most of us have assumed, since we know that we've heard that Mr. Mueller has been kind of integral in that process, as had Rod Rosenstein, the Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General. But there's a piece out tonight that just crossed moments ago on the New York Times, which says that some of the investigators on on the team, on Mueller's team, feel that the portrayal of the president is more positive than they felt in terms of the findings from all of their work over the past couple of years. What do you make of that?
Not at all surprising. You have 40 agents and almost 20 lawyers. I'd be shocked if they all were of unanimous opinion. Remember with the Clinton email, Jim Baker disagreed with Jim Comey. He believed up until the very end that they had a case that was prosecutable. So I'm not at all surprised by that. The only thing that matters is whether or not you had sufficient probable cause to criminally charge someone. Whether you had some bad acts, some misbehavior. The good thing about the criminal justice system is we have standards. It's beyond a reasonable doubt to get a conviction, but it's probable cause to charge someone. And if you don't have probable cause, how close you came to it is irrelevant.
News on 93.1, Dan Mars Show, we'll be back after this quick break.
The Dan Mars Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Mars Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Mars on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
National Action Network is on the move. All the panders are headed up to go kiss the wing of Al Sharpton. Stacey Abrams is thinking about running for president. Declined Joe Biden's offer to be his vice president. Joe hadn't had a very good 4 weeks here.
No, not at all. Did you? I was reading up about Joe Biden and his decision not to run in 2016, and for the longest time I thought, and for good reason, it was his son, Beau, with brain cancer.
He had died when he was making the decision.
Right, but there was, he had died. That's key. I read in these reports that had to do with, you know, Joe sniffing hair and whatnot, an extra wrinkle to why he did not run in 2016.
And?
There are claims that his son, Hunter, started having an affair with his younger brother's widow.
Really?
And Hunter is married with children. So that, and they're worried that was going to be used.
Hunter, also the guy who flew in Air Force Two to China and walked away with a $2 million contract from the country.
Plus all the Ukraine stuff we talked about.
In Ukraine, yeah.
But that is, talk about icky, man, and weird.
Yeah, really. Well, it's still there.
Right. Oh, you're right.
I noticed that the Secret Service report started kind of flaring up today, this morning. It was mentioned.
The skinny dipping?
Yeah, skinny dipping. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah, I think we're going to know fairly soon because he's supposed to do this within sometimes in mid-April. Well, we're almost there.
You know, and I always look for interesting questions to try and answer. Is it ever a good idea to go skinny dipping alone?
Particularly with Secret Service around?
Right. I mean, it's one thing to be in your bathtub. That doesn't count. Or your private pool. But, like, come on. Other people around and you're the only one taking off your clothes? Probably not a good idea, Joe.
And this was his residence pool.
Okay.
But we have Secret Service agents guarding you.
Right.
Who all have eyes, last time I saw.
Right. Well, I mean, you've heard the stories about LBJ, too.
My uncle was a recipient of that.
Well, I mean, the one story I'll try to put this as delicately as possible, LBJ had to use the bathroom, go number two.
Right.
And he demanded that I think it was an aide, continue talking to him while he's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
And the guy turned his back to him while he's doing his business, and LBJ's, I think, wrote about it. Like, I lost all respect for that man that day. You lost respect for the guy who wouldn't look at you while you're sitting on the crapper?
Literally, come on. Literally, there used to be a swimming pool in the White House, and my uncle went over to the White House to do a job interview to work at the White House in charge of the National Public Radio and the whole network of TV and such, and he was going to put it all together for him. And so LBJ is naked in the swimming pool, and LBJ says to my uncle, Douglas, get in with me. He said, I didn't bring a bathing suit. He said, you don't need a bathing suit. And he would do that to test you.
Yeah.
And so he got in the swimming pool with him. That's a great story. I wish my uncle were here today. He's got some incredible stories to tell.
I guess you're in that position. You get in.
Yeah, you get in.
Don't worry about it too much. But that gum, it's weird.
Yeah, my uncle and my aunt were kind of the talk of Washington, D.C. during that time. I'll never forget, they were on Time Magazine. And Aunt Libby was doing the Frug, and they had a picture of her in Time Magazine. I thought that was the coolest thing, that my aunt was in Time Magazine doing the Frug. And when we'd go visit them, we'd go get great White House tours. That was my first shot at the White House and other kind of tours. Were very plugged in.
It's in your blood.
Yeah, they were very plugged in. They were hosting a party over at Jeeves' house, who, when my uncle passed away, my aunt married. He was the former head of president of Pan Am, and his daughter is Queen Noor.
Mm-hmm.
So got a little royalty in the family there. So I'm sitting there, and I pull up, and Douglas comes out and meets me, and I pull into this parking place he has saved for me. Right next to me is another parking place that a guy's standing in who's saving for it. And so car black limo pulls in, and door opens, and I hear this, Douglas! And Douglas goes, Chief Justice! And it was Chief Justice of Warren Burger.
Wow.
I don't want you to meet my nephew, Danny Morris. I said, Douglas, Dan, call me Dan. But he was very plugged in. I mean, there are not many people I could say. For example, what's his name? Former ABC anchor that lived in London. Peter, that died of cancer. He lived in their flat in London when he was in London working for the London Observer. He was the publisher of London Observer. And so I was on a trip in Mexico, and he was there, and I said, I want to introduce myself. I'm Dan Morris. Douglas Cater is my uncle. He said, Douglas, is your uncle? Come here and sit down. And it was the guy who was the anchor of ABC Nightly.
Peter Jennings.
Peter Jennings, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And so every night we'd have happy hour together with a group of people and just sit and drink at the Camino Royale Hotel. Great guy. And he left the nicest message on Libby's answering machine when Douglas had passed away, talking about how great Douglas was. And it was really a wonderful message by Peter Jenkins. But they really knew some people. I mean, they knew some people. Former head of the Aspen Institute, publisher of the London Observer. I mean, he was a mover and shaker there. The head of Washington College in Maryland, president of Washington College, where we had the wife of the widower of Slaughterhouse Five. She was there. She was fascinating to talk to. Her husband wrote Slaughterhouse Five.
Okay, yeah, right.
And she was fascinating to talk to. They're on a little family jaunt. It's nice to have family in those kind of positions.
I'd say, good to be connected.
272-9228. We're going to be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Wall talk at the White House during an impromptu Q&A with the president.
We're going to be meeting, I think, on Friday at a piece of the wall that we've completed, a big piece. A lot of it's being built right now. A lot of it's being signed up right now by different contractors. It's moving along very nicely. But we need the wall. But we need lots of other things. So we need help from Mexico. If Mexico doesn't give the help, that's okay. We're going to tariff their cars coming into the United States.
The president heads to Calexico, California tomorrow to inspect progress on the wall firsthand. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House says the president's threat to shut the border down is a bad idea.
Like shutting down things. Shut down government, shut down the border. Shutting down the border would threaten good pay American jobs, hurt our economy, violate our values, and gravely hurt our country.
Nancy Pelosi, some GOP lawmakers like Texas Senator Ted Cruz are against the idea too. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some weather changes. Breezy today, a warm day, high around 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in this afternoon and increasing towards evening and tonight, becoming a little bit more concentrated. Overnight low temperature down to about 62. Tomorrow, high temperature around 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, perhaps thinning out by Friday evening. But then Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. Looks like low 80s on Saturday, maybe closer to mid-80s on Sunday. Could be some stronger storms by late Sunday into Sunday evening, and more storms Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it. If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Some driving music from Joey Clark. Who is this?
Jack White. Music he came out with last year called Over and Over.
Okay, first time callers, you know what you need to do, but any caller can get in Sweet Cream Farm Market gift basket. Take advantage of that, folks. That's the best giveaway in all of Montgomery or the River Region, I promise. Let's continue on with Trey Gowdy. He's going to be talking about, went down to Mar-a-Lago. I'll tell you why he went down to Mar-a-Lago a little bit, but he's going to be at, did we not do the full transparency?
No, not yet.
Okay, let's do full transparency, then we'll do Mar-a-Lago.
So, full transparency, you feel that if those arguing in favor of full transparency really mean that, they are also going to want to produce a whole lot of other documents that explain another part of this story.
Well, those arguing in favor of full transparency will not be satisfied with the Mueller report. They will want to see the transcripts from the grand jury interviews. They'll want to see the underlying data. I mean, this same game that's being played now, which is we don't believe Barr summary, they're going to say we don't believe Mueller's report. We want to read these witness interviews for ourselves. So you're then in a position of relitigating the Department of Justice's decision not to charge someone. And if we open that door, if we begin to go down the path where you can investigate, but there's not enough evidence to charge, and then be required to turn over all the incriminating evidence you found, then I don't know why we have any evidentiary standards
plus
left.
I mean the process just goes around and around, because the process is that Congress has the right to investigate, to look into it, but they can't charge anyone. What they can do is sort of make a recommendation to charge, and then it would go back to the DOJ, who's already handled it and handed it off to a special counsel for 2 years, correct?
Or they can impeach.
And
if they're really, if Adam Schiff is really concerned about collusion, the collusion that he hasn't been able to identify for the last 2 years, then he can have his own. I mean, Congress has a lot of power. Bring in the same 500 witnesses that Mueller interviewed, but don't take somebody else's work and then second guess it, and micromanage it, and pick and choose parts of it you like and don't like to try to use it for political purposes. Hey, Congress, you're a co-equal branch. Go do your own investigation.
I like that. He's exactly right. It's never going to be enough. Nadler and they're going to run into the knife in this thing. This tax, getting Trump's taxes and doing this stuff, is going to look childish. It's going to look completely political, and that you want to do harm to the president. And whether you like the president or not, trying to do harm to the president is not a very popular way of doing things. Now, the media is going to be on their side, and they're not going to bring this out. But if the media starts folding on this, that's when this is going to be really bad for the Dems. Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday.
How are you doing today, Dan?
John, I am really good. And you?
I am doing great. I got a question to ask you, because I'm kind of confused about the dossier and everything.
Yeah.
Wasn't it not long ago when they had everything in secret before Barr had a chance to read it? Wasn't the same people that's on the left trying to keep it secret then, and now they want it all public because it didn't go their way?
Yeah, no, you have that right. What they wanted is just let Mueller do his work. That's what they kept saying. Don't interfere with Mueller. Let Mueller do his work. Well, Mueller is doing, did his work. Barr is doing his work. But now it's not good enough. And why? Because it didn't have the end game that they wanted.
Right. And, you know, this is what I think is going to happen. I think Donald Trump's just, you ever laid out food for a rabbit to catch it in a cage? And then once it gets all the way, you put the stick up with the rope, and once it gets there, you got two or three at a time if you find, you know, a little flock of them or whatever. I think what's fixing to happen is Donald Trump and Barr are fixing to expose a lot of the left.
I think you may be right, and like I said, I started hearing a lot of chatter last weekend, and is that not quite of the same intensity of right before the Mueller report was released that next Friday after I mentioned that on the show. But something's going on. It may be kind of the troika of a Inspector General's report releasing FISA information, but I think they're about to walk into the knife. I think Trump is going to say, release it all and release the FISA information, and boom, I think the Democrats will panic when that happens.
Right, because I don't want to see anything bad happen to anybody, whether they're liberal, you know, Republican, independent. I wouldn't want to see anything bad happen to anybody at all. But it's getting to the point to where it's like it's going to take a disaster for them to realize that, hey, if you can't play by the rules and play team ball, then, you know, we've got a place for you. And there's a situation for them, and I think it's fixing to get real bad for a lot of them.
Yeah, I sense something is going on. There's no doubt about that. And I think we're fairly close. I think we're 10 days, 2 weeks from some shoes dropping here. And,
yeah,
and it may actually be Mueller's report. Wouldn't it be amazing if Mueller said, and I'm referring for action, these things, FISA warrant being one, the origin of the original investigation. I mean, he could refer all of those things to a prosecutor. And then Barr would take him up on it or not. That would be amazing if he did that, and it would be stunning to the Democrats.
It would. Well, hey, I do appreciate it, Dan, and I hope you guys have a great day.
I will have a wonderful day. It's already shaping up very well for me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you. 272-9228. Now, as I mentioned, Troy Gowdy went down to Mar-a-Lago, and I'll tell you why after you hear the story here. He's going to be asked about it.
All right, before I let you go, I got to ask you one question about a story that we did last night with regard to the security breach at Mar-a-Lago. Does it concern you that the president's other home is also, you know, a public place where people come and go? I mean, that's got to be a nightmare for the Secret Service, I would imagine.
I'm sure it is. I was there 2 weeks ago. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm a huge fan of law enforcement. I thought they did a phenomenal job. It's really hard when you have a president who likes to interact with people to keep him safe. I was stunned at how tight the security was when I was there. And in terms of secrets staying there, no one has reported how badly Lindsey Graham and Mick Mulvaney lost in golf to being the president. So that secret has remained.
I heard it here first, though, tonight, folks. Lindsey Graham and Mick Mulvaney will be giving you a call after this.
I thought that was pretty cute. And that's so vintage Trey Gowdy, too. But he said he was impressed with the security. And you remember, we played other clips for Morning Joe yesterday, and they were just beside themselves that Mar-a-Lago had been breached by a Chinese agent, possibly. And the former owner of the massage parlor that Kraft went to, now he wasn't the owner when Kraft went to it, by the way. She'd already sold it. But that's the kind of linkage that they try to put together here. And it's really crazy how they do that. So let's continue on here. Let's play the America's Newsroom on Trump's taxes.
And Ellison, on Capitol Hill, another fight is brewing, this one over the president's tax returns. Any indication that the president intends to actually turn those over?
Not if he can help it. The president is saying what we've heard him say in the past, that he is under audit, and while he is being audited, he's not going to release his personal tax documents. The president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, also backing him up on that. Listen here.
The chairman of the Democratic College Ways and Means Committee moments ago asked the IRS for 6 years of your tax returns. What are your...
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, usually it's 10, so I guess they're giving up. Now, we're under audit, despite what people said, and we're working that out.
The president and the IRS are going to have to resist it, because it'd be totally illegal. There's no basis for it. There's no legislative basis for it. And they're not the IRS. They don't investigate tax fraud or tax irregularity.
The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Representative Richard Neal, formally asked the IRS on Wednesday for 6 years of President Trump's personal tax returns and the returns of returns for some of his businesses. The IRS has publicly said that nothing prohibits an individual from choosing to share their own personal tax documents. The White House says when it comes to this particular situation, they believe Democrats are playing political games.
And I do, too.
Yes.
And I think the public's going to see it that way. But what it's got to do is it's got to get out into the public domain, particularly through ABC, NBC, and CBS. They have been AWOL out of all these things. They just don't report a story. They're going to report the New York Times story tonight, I feel confident, but they're not going to get down to the minutia and to the facts of it, that there are no names by this. There's nobody who said this is what happened. They're just saying they're not satisfied. And that's what happens is they get into this, well, we're just not satisfied it's happening. News 793.1, the Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
from our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. we are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Okay, Biden. We played the piece that he did the Twitter deal with his video. It's interesting to hear how the media is reporting this. This was on CBS News this morning.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he will be more mindful of people's personal space, with seven women now saying he touched them in a way that made them feel uncomfortable. One of them, a former White House intern, told the Washington Post that Biden, quote, pressed his forehead to my forehead in 2013. Biden, who's expected to join the Democratic presidential race, posted a Twitter video yesterday. He essentially said, I get it. And he said, quote, social norms are changing. I understand that. And I've heard that what these women are saying. Ed O'Keefe is here with more on Biden's statement and the reaction. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to see you. The former vice president's message comes after 5 days of accusations. And in the video, he drops his biggest hint yet that he'll have more to say soon as a presidential candidate.
The coming month, I expect to be talking to you about a whole lot of issues, and I'll always be direct with you. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it.
In the video, Joe Biden acknowledged his actions, but did not apologize.
In my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space, and that's a good thing.
His comments come after three more women told the Washington Post Biden made them feel uncomfortable. One of those women, Vail Konert-Yant, said while she was a White House intern in 2013, Biden pressed his forehead to hers. She remembers him telling her she was a pretty girl. Caitlin Caruso met Biden after she spoke at an event on sexual assault.
Left his hand on my thigh, maybe in an attempt to console me, but regardless, it crossed my boundaries and made me feel uncomfortable.
All the women maintain what they experienced was not sexual harassment or assault, but isn't behavior that should be tolerated.
You're running for office. We're not grabbing people. We're not kissing them. We're not, you know, hugging them. Just no.
Yeah, the more of these incidents I hear, the more I'm not going to, but part of me wants to defend Joe Biden. Some of this seems absurd.
So you think that this is just naturally Joe, and this he doesn't mean anything by it, it's just it's who
right.
he is?
Right, and for every single one of them to go, this wasn't sexual harassment or assault, it just kind of was across my boundary. It's like, then why are we talking about it?
Like, it's a show.
Right. Well, and I think there is also a game going on with the media that it isn't sexual harassment or assault, but the headline is inappropriate touching. So it plays right into, obviously, if you've been awake and not under a rock, the ongoing Me Too saga. It's tied together even though it isn't really one of those stories necessarily.
Well, I kind of noticed that when the media picks up a narrative that is kind of out there, There's something that's going on with it, and they seem to be picking up with this narrative that it is Creepy Joe, and they're just playing that narrative with the story. And this is not going to go away. There are going to be more and more and more where women are going to cite, oh, yeah, he told me I was pretty and how he liked a cute little young girl type
of
thing.
Well, and it's another thing added to a very long list of the American people and the press are free, and the politicians included are free to talk about whatever they like. But the things they're choosing to talk about with that freedom just seem so small and petty.
It's going to be interesting to see, is this driven by MoveOn.org?
I bet it is. And or something like
what
that.
What MoveOn.org basically does is comes up with a talking point and sends it out to the media, and they kind of just pick it up and regurgitate it.
Right.
And this seems like it's that. Because when I see it, hear it on, I mean, Morning Joe make a kind of defense show.
Yes, she does.
But there's a lot of parallels that are there, and you hear similar terminology from CBS as you hear on NBC and the Today Show. I couldn't get to the Today Show cut. Let's listen to the second part of the CBS on Biden.
On Wednesday, Biden earned support from an unlikely source.
Should he apologize for his conduct?
No, he's going to make his own decisions. He's very capable of making a decision.
But the controversy has exposed a generational rift among Democrats.
We're all affectionate. Like, I would hold you like that or something like that. You would call that sexual because I held you like this?
No.
With the Me Too movement, I think sometimes people go a little too far with that.
I think that we have a culture that finds that acceptable, and it's only recently that we've started to discuss it. I don't think it'll have any impact on his candidacy, unfortunately.
Biden is set to make his first public appearance since the controversy tomorrow in Washington at a labor union event. You heard him hint in the video about plans to speak out in the coming months. Aides tell us he's still on course to announce a campaign later this month at the earliest.
And this story just continues. And now he's getting criticized because he didn't exactly apologize. I guess I'm from the generation, if you're offering compassion and empathy to someone who's told you a sad story, that really is okay. But the bottom line, Nora, as you pointed out, he said he gets it. But the whole thing, I just think, is a very, very sad conversation to me that Joe Biden finds himself in this place at this particular time.
And it's definitely sparked a generational divide that we've seen this.
I guess I'm talking that generation.
You know, you always remember the person when you're ill or sick or someone in your family that's died that comes to your family member or a friend's funeral or calls you. And that's what a lot of people say about Joe Biden, is that he's that first person who calls and shows up at a family member's funeral.
And what makes this hard as a political matter is that's his core strength,
right?
His empathy,
exactly.
His fellow feeling on the campaign trail. Despite what the person in the piece said, campaigning is a lot about hugging and touching and reaching and doing all of those
connecting.
And connecting, and that is in his bones. And so to tell him that the thing that's in his bones you can no longer do will just make campaigning harder. So it'll be
interesting. Nancy Pelosi said something interesting yesterday. I know we got to go, Megan. She said, we should all act like we have colds. So we should all just keep each other at arm's length. Yeah.
Being a former advanced guy, this is going to be, I mean, you have to think through this thing. Who do you put on stage with him, for example?
Right.
When he comes out, and because if you see, I saw a montage of it where he comes out to the podium and a woman had introduced him. And he hugs him, and then he does his speech, and she's sitting there looking glowingly at him.
Well, and from your time spent in D.C., was the kind of the fake kiss or the full-on kiss on the cheek a common thing? Because you see all sorts of politicians do that.
Oh, yeah. It's if you go any further than that, that's what the problem is. No, absolutely, doing this smooch-smooch. Cheek-cheek, particularly in California.
So they wouldn't be for, even though democratic socialism is hip these days, the young socialists wouldn't be for the socialist embrace or the socialist kiss.
The socialist kiss. I like that.
Do you remember that?
No.
It used to be when a head of, like, a socialist or communist government...
They do the cheek?
Yeah,
cheek?
They would meet the other one. It's very choreographed, and it would usually be kiss one cheek, kiss the other, hug on one side, hug the other. But if the two leaders were particularly close and wanted to show their two communist countries were very close, they would straight up lip lock. There's a photo I could pull up on Wikipedia, or I can't
please
remember.
Please don't.
Yeah, and it's in black and white. I think it might be Brezhnev or something like that, and it is full-on lip lock. It is weird, man.
Whoa.
So I guess
the communist lip line, huh?
Yeah.
This is pretty bizarre. News Talk 93.1, final hour coming up. Dan Moore Show, we've got a lot more right after this.